Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay customer service. How can I help you?
Hi, it's about eBay.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Because I did email about the payment and you guys did that it was on my account. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you please confirm me, ma'am? Apart from you, how many people use your information?
Oh, that's only me.
Only you, all right. And do you remember any point of time, do you purchase something like that?
No, because I buy the stuff from, I'm a buyer, I've just bought some stuff from the eBay.
Okay, I want to show you.
Okay,
don't worry, I want to help you. How is it possible and what is exactly happened? Basically, madam, you use your cell phone each and every day, like working in your personal thing, like you check your email, Facebook, Instagram, watching videos, something like that you're doing. And that point of time, do you receive lots, like any application from advertisement, and you are by mistakenly touch on that. That's why somebody directly access your phone, and they are trying to misuse that detail.
No, because I have the eBay on my phone. On my old phone, then I signed on my other new phone, because I have a supervisor, I have two phones. Then I purchased something on my eBay. I paid straight away that night when I purchased a confirmation, I paid straight away. And then after a few days, and I saw on my bank account, eBay sent me the full amount of the three items, the same amount I purchased. And they and I saw on my bank statement eBay at Sydney, they deducted another payment and they deducted twice on my account.
Okay.
I don't know how they deducted twice.
Okay, I want to show you. If you possible at the moment, I want to show you each and everything. Then you can understand that.
How are you gonna show me?
Do you have any device with you? Cell phone, iPad, tablet, anything?
I've got my phone.
Yeah, just try to take your cell phone with your hand. And which phone you are using? It's an Android cell phone or it's an Apple cell phone?
I'm using Samsung cell phone. I'm not using my Apple cell phone on my iPad. I'm using
okay,
my cell phone.
All right. All right. Can you please put the phone on speaker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, can you please put the phone on speaker?
It's on speaker.
All right, and right now you are using your Samsung phone, right?
Yes.
Just try to go back to your home page after put the phone on speaker. Just try to go back to your home page, then you can see in your all the apps. Just go back to that page, please.
The one with my eBay account?
No, you don't go anywhere. Just go back to your normal home page. Then you can see in your all the apps, like your gallery, camera, contact, messages. That one, just.
Which phone you talking about? The one I'm talking to or the other phone I got my eBay account?
You just use your eBay account on a phone. That is your phone? It's an Apple phone or Android phone? Which one you are using from eBay?
Android phone.
Yeah, just try to use your Android, yes.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, everything's set. What's the name?
Yeah, just try to open up the Play Store. Just look on your phone, your Samsung phone, you have a Play Store. Yeah, just try to open the Play Store.
Open the what?
Play Store. Play Store.
A Play Store.
Yes, Play Store. Just check.
Yeah.
And after open up the Play Store, look on the very top, you have a search option. Search for apps and games. Can you see that?
What is it?
You can see the search for apps and games, search option. You can see that.
On my Play Store.
I am saying
you.
After open up the Play Store, look on up the top of the screen. It's a search bar. You can see the search.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, just try to touch on that option, search for apps and games. Touch on that option and type over there. Yeah, type over there, AnyDesk, AnyDesk, desk.
What? Spell it.
AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
AnyDesk,
AnyDesk. Then D, then S for sugar, S, then K as in king, K. Yes, then K. After S, then K.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, you can see that option install. Touch on install.
Sorry?
You can see that any desk, remote something, you can see that? Any option over there?
Any desk,
any desk remote. You can see any option, any desk remote?
Yeah, any desk remote control.
Yeah, that one.
Any desk remote control.
Touch on that and install that.
I'll call it.
Yes. And after install, you can see any option come up open. Then you touch on open.
And I press that. Any desk remote control.
Then install.
Install.
Install. You can see option install. Touch on install.
It says a universal TV remote. Which one? Any desk remote?
Yes.
Control?
Yeah, that one, yes.
Any desk remote desktop?
Yes, that one, yes. Yes.
Promise to install?
Yeah, install it.
Yeah, it say open?
Yeah, touch on open. Right.
It says privacy statement.
Okay, click on okay.
I scroll down to say, scroll down, I agree and agreed and press that.
Yeah, agree. Touch on agree.
Okay. And press okay?
Yes, press okay.
It says plugin available. Don't show this again, but... For controlling this device remote, a plugin is required. Would you like to install this plugin now?
Yes, absolutely right. Touch on that.
Should I click don't show this again or just press OK?
Press OK. Now what do you can see?
I see any check plugin at 1, that's it.
Okay. Press the back key one time. Press the go back option. Press the back one time.
What is it?
Just press the back key. Go back. Press the back key.
Go back.
Okay,
go back. Yeah.
Now what you can see?
I'm back to the text and everything.
Yeah, you can see the tutorial.
Sorry?
Go back. Please see go back option once again.
Yeah, I see it. And it's back to the option say set for app and game.
Oh, you go back the App Store page. Oh, okay. Put over there any decks once again.
Any deck, no remote control?
Yeah, that one, yes.
Install, it's just open?
Yeah, touch and open.
Yeah.
Now what you can see after open?
When you open, it's a red thing on the corner. And it's a tutorial. You can...
Tutorial. Press on that. Yeah? Press on that tutorial, yeah. Now what you can see?
Do you want me to click the upper corner thing or...?
Yeah, touch on that. It's a blinking, something blinking. Touch on that, blinking area.
Yeah, and they say connection started here. You can see the connection to the anything.
Yes,
and
you can see.
The
you just
yeah.
check. You can see that option, any number, your address, and 9-digit number. You can see that?
Yeah, I can I can see the 900-545-6065.
Yeah, tell me. Slowly tell me the number once again.
900?
Yeah, tell 952.
900-545-6065.
Oh, I can't understand. Tell me once again slowly. 9? After 9?
9-0?
Starting once again. 9? 900-900
545-065-065.
Alright.
Yes.
Just check.
Yes.
Alright. Now just check below of that. You can see that option over there. Set password. Little option. Set password.
Which option?
Set password. Can you see that option? Set password.
Set
password.
Well,
it's option.
Set password.
Set password.
Yes.
Touch on that.
Do you want me to click that one?
Yes.
And
after, just check. It's a lot of option come up. Scroll down the page little bit. Scroll down. Check permission profile. You can see option permission profile.
Yeah, got it.
And after touch on permission profile, just check its option over there. Unattended access, last option. You can see that.
Yes. Press that touch one.
On, yeah, touch on that unattended access. Yes.
Got it. Yeah,
done. Yeah, and after touch on that unattended access, just check its option enable unattended access. Can you see that?
Enable attended access?
Yes, touch on that.
Enable unattended access?
Yeah, that one.
That
touch
one?
On that little square box. Yeah, right inside is a square box. Touch on that box.
Yeah, and then say set password.
Yeah, you can see the red line of the middle. Touch on that red line.
Yeah.
Now, you put over there, all in lowercase, Apple. A-P-P-L-E, Apple 121.
Apple.
Yeah. You just put Apple. A-P-P-L-E. Apple. All in lowercase. Apple 121.
121? Yeah.
Yes. Then click on
OK.
Yeah. Click on OK.
Yeah.
Now you check its option over there. Close. Click on close.
Click on what?
Close. Look on the top, bottom. You have the option close. Can you see the close? Touch on close.
Permission and attention access. Which one do you want me to go to?
You press the back option. Press the go back option. Back.
Press
your back key. Back. Go back. Press the back key.
Go back? Should I close that thing?
Back. Crazy, yeah, close. You can see that option close. Close it.
Yeah.
Now you can see the number. Yeah, now you can see the number. Just go back to that number. 900-545-065. You can see that number. Do let me know.
Yeah. 900-545-065.
All right. Now you receive a security warning because eBay is a secure server and our technician team, they are trying to send you the security warning in your phone. Because that is a secure server, that's why. Now stay on that page. You don't touch anywhere.
Okay, it said, I'm on the way. Oh, yeah, I got the security warning.
Yeah, start now. Start now.
What can I do?
You start now. Touch on start now. You can see that option over there, start now. You already touched it. Alright. Alright.
Yeah.
Now you need to do, what you can see in your screen. Just check.
eBay Customer Service AU.
Absolutely correct. That is mean you are connected with eBay Customer Support, not any XYZ company. Now you need to do, press the home button. Press the home button. Look at the very bottom. It's a home button. Look, press the home button.
Which one?
Of the middle, circle one, of the middle, very bottom, of the middle, it's a circle. Touch on that circle.
The home button, did you say?
Yeah, go back to your home page. Just press the back and go back to your home page, yes.
Press the middle button?
Go back.
Okay. I go back,
Go back. Go back to your normal home page.
Okay, I got it.
Go back to your normal home page, yes.
I got it.
What do you can see in your screen?
Any text on it?
Swipe your screen right to the left. Swipe your screen right to the left. Press the home button, not open up any desk.
Okay, I swipe my screen right to the left.
Yeah. Now touch on the eBay app. You have an eBay app. Try to open up the eBay.
Let me open up the eBay.
Yes.
Just hold on. Yeah, got it? Yeah, I got it.
Just look on the very top left hand side, three dash line option. Can you see that? Three dash line option?
Yeah.
Just try to check. It's buy again. Can you see that option over there? Buy again something? Try to touch on that.
I'm on eBay.
Yeah, touch on that left hand side top three bar, black color bar left hand side. Touch on that.
Touch on that.
And after touch on that, can you see that? Option. Scroll it down the page.
Yeah.
Can you see that option, payments? It's the last option, payments. Touch on payments.
Payments?
Yeah.
Yes, I said payments.
Yeah, then continue, touch on continue.
Yeah, it say welcome to say you can add a
continue, yeah, continue, continue.
Got it? Yeah.
All right. You just try to check. It's anything is written over there.
Sorry?
What is that written over there? Tell me.
It says my old Visa card.
All right. Can you please back? Look on the very top. It's a left hand side arrow. Just touch on that arrow and go back.
Go back? Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Yes. Go back.
Yeah, I already go back. I'm on eBay now.
Yeah, go back. Close the eBay app. Close it.
Go back again? Yeah?
Yes. Now, first of all, you confirm me. You doing online banking or something?
Yes.
Yeah, can you please just try to check to your online banking and check if you have any transaction like $299 from eBay account? Just try to look up, log into your bank and check. If anything charges something with eBay?
Just a moment.
Yep.
I haven't seen any.
Okay.
Did you see my old card number was there?
Like any transaction over there? Just try to check.
No, I haven't seen anything. on my account.
Okay, and apart from this bank, do you dealing with any another bank?
No, because I used to use my ANZ bank card. Well, I left my
own
bank. I used my other
WestPac
bank to do the payment.
Oh, okay. You have another bank. It's the WestPac, right?
Yes.
Can you please try to log into WestPac, if it's possible for you?
Yeah, yeah, I am on WestPac. I log in my WestPac account, but nothing to work.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm saying just try to check to your WestPac account. It's a, any money it will be charged over there or not. Just try to check and confirm it.
What do you mean any money charged over there?
Like someone purchased Apple iTunes gift card, its amount will be $2.99. It will be charged to your account. So that's why I'm asking you. You need to just try to check in your WestPac account and you confirm it. Some money it will be charged or not. That's why.
$2.99, did you say?
Yeah, someone purchased with like $2.99, its amount will be purchased like Apple iTunes gift card. You know very well what is a gift card like that, like shopping voucher gift card, that one.
No, it's not. No, I haven't seen anything.
Okay, you need to do just go back to your home page. Minimize, like close your ANZ login page, close it.
Okay, where do you want me to go back to my eBay?
Yeah, just go back to your normal home screen. Normal home screen.
Yeah.
Now stay on the line. Stay on the line. Don't do anything. Stay on the line.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, now stay on the line because right now I want to transfer this call to our senior manager and he'll be guide you up, all right? Stay on the line.
All right, okay.
Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, hi, madam. My name is Harry from eBay Anti-Fraud Department. I'm the business supervisor over here. So how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. So, madam, first of all, I believe you understand what's going on because someone, ma'am, misused your details and they are creating the account. All right? They are trying to take out some money from your bank. All right? So I believe you have a, like any other bank, apart from your ANZ?
Sorry?
Do you have any other bank apart from like your ANZ, like WestPac?
Yes, I have a WestPac. I use my WestPac to make a payment on that
night. All right, I understand. So do one thing, close it and everything and I come back to your normal screen, all right? And open up your Google.
Google?
Yes.
Yes, got it.
And type, you can see? Okay.
Yes.
And type on the search panel, WestPac login, like online banking.
Yeah, got it.
And you need to, yes. And you need to check your banking statement, right?
Bank
any member of yeah, check on your banking statement. You are logging your bank and check your old statement, right? If you like, you can lose like any money, then I can refund that, all right? You want to log in by your, like any applications, right? You need to log in your WestPac account through the Google, right? It's, that is very safe for you. Application is not safe for you because, ma'am, the banking application provided by your bank, right? And your IP address is also compromised with that, all right? So that's what I'm telling you. So open up your Google
and type up
the Google
search.
I've got the app.
I understand. But ma'am,
okay.
Your application is not safe for you, ma'am. All right?
Go on Google?
Yes, you need to go to the Google, right? You need to go to the Google?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a moment.
Uh-huh, take your time, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to open on my account on Vestas?
Yes, yes. Exactly.
Do you want me to go on my Vestas account?
Yes. Put in your details and into Shannon.
Yeah, got it.
Checking in all banking information, all right?
Sorry?
Like, apart from this, like, Westpac, do you have any other bank?
Do I have what?
Like, do you, apart from this Westpac account, like, do you have any other account? Like,
no.
ANZ, you have ANZ, you have two accounts, like ANZ and Westpac, right?
Yeah.
So any other bank you have?
The ANZ, that's my husband's bank, but I don't I'm not using it anymore. I'm using my own export bank, the Westpac account.
All right. So I believe you have a like bank card with you. You're like ANZ bank card you have with you?
My what?
Do you have with your ANZ banking card with you?
No, it's not my card. That's my husband's card. Because I deleted that for my payment mental.
You haven't got the card, right? Your website account.
No.
Haven't got
that.
All right. I understand. So give me 1 second, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I understand. So you haven't got the card with your ANZ. If, like, you can have the card, right, then I can refund the money, all right?
Sorry?
Can you do one thing, ma'am? Can you do one thing? Can you call on your husband, right? And you can... Hello?
Yeah, do you want me to check on
yes.
my husband's account?
No. You need to, ma'am, do one thing. Call on your husband, right? You need to call that. And you need to ask him, simply take a picture of your both side of the card, right? The ANZ
okay.
banking card, both side of the card. You need to
yeah.
ask him, right? Then I can refund that money, okay?
You can what?
Refund the money. I want to refund that money. You need to tell her?
Refund the money in my husband's
yes,
card.
Yes, your husband's card. So could you tell me, do you have... Because someone accessed your ANZ account and they are used the card, right? So that's why. So you need to call on your husband. Ma'am, someone accessed your card and they are used the ANZ bank card for the illegal things. They are like trying to take out the money. So that's why, all right? So you need to call on your husband. Yes?
I don't understand because I never use my husband's card.
I understand, ma'am. I understand. But someone accessed your IP address for the foreign countries, right? From that. Someone accessed that and they are trying to take out your money. So you need to call on your husband and simply ask him, like, take a picture of the card and they can send you. All right?
And?
Then I can ring you back. Did you call on your husband?
Yeah. He sent me his
card information. Yes, and don't tell her like you got like any call from like eBay, like any you got any call, right? Don't tell him. You need to tell like you can use the card for your personal, all right?
You understand?
I don't understand. What should I tell them?
You need to tell her, like, send me your card details. Alright?
Okay.
Let's take a picture of the both side of the card. Alright?
Yes.
Both side of the card.
Yeah, and?
And could you tell me why is your husband right now with you? Or he at work?
Okay, hold on. You tried to put the money in my husband's card, right?
Yes, exactly.
Why is my husband's card? I make a payment on my card, not on his card.
But
why?
You haven't got any money into your account right now, all right?
Who's my account? My account.